is Scoreside Chat, exploring the world of film music with Mark Ford.
Welcome, everyone. This is my second blog, and I've just gotten back from the Fans of Film Music Gathering number 3 in Los Angeles, and I'm going to basically talk about some of the things that went on there instead of writing about it like I did the past few years. So let's take a look at what turned out to be a fantastic weekend, and I've got to thank Peter Hackman for putting on just one spectacular show for everyone. I think everybody had a great time, composers and fans alike. So let's take a look at what went on in that few days there. Okay, the very first day was went to the rehearsal at the Hollywood Bowl of the Williams concert, because I wasn't going to go to the concert that night or the next night, but I wanted to see a rehearsal. And I ran into a couple people like Neil Bulk and Mike Hagen and his wife. John Burlingame was there. So there were several people that I'd known from before and some others I'm probably forgetting. But I got to hear most of the concert, even though the view of the orchestra was obscured by a giant tarpaulin that was drawn down to keep the sun from hitting the stage. And when John Williams came out, you could see him come out and head to the podium. But once he was on the podium, you saw maybe about 1 foot of his lower back, and that was it. So that was about all I saw of John Williams on that. So that was a great morning. That was about a 3-hour rehearsal, and that took care of the first part of the day. Later that evening, we had the meet and greet, which was at Henry Morricone's Stanny's house, and he graciously opened the house, he and his wife, for us to just basically spend the evening getting to know each other and having some good fun. And it went on, started I think at 7 o'clock and ended around 12. A number of people came. I don't know what the exact number was, it was 30 or 40, but we had some of our folks from overseas there, Niels and Tor from Norway and Tobias from Sweden. I also had Gareth from the UK, and a lot of local people and some people who flew in from across the country. And basically everybody just had drinks and snack foods and talked all night. The one thing that was the probably the most interesting part or thing that stuck out for the evening, besides, you know, I love to visit with everybody, but Stu Phillips came. He was one of the first ones there. And purely by coincidence, as he was walking up, playing on the outdoor speakers, was the Battlestar Galactica theme. I was like, okay, something's going on crazy here. This is going to be a good night. And sure was. Joining Stu later was Bill Stromberg. So we had two composers there. So it was really nice to have them join the fans there and talk to everyone. During the night, John Broxton gave Bill an award for his recording of The Battle of Naretva from previous year from the soundtrack film critics. So that was nice to get. Bill had the one from the previous time they won, so it ended up going to John Morgan. So I'm glad that these guys are getting the recognition they deserve for some fantastic recordings. So that pretty much it. A few names that were there that people recognize. Manderly was there, holding court, always telling great stories. Marshall Harvey, C. LaFong, 99, I believe. Just so many people. I can't remember all of them. I don't want to read out everybody's name. Those are the ones that just popped into my head right off the bat. But I want to thank Henry and his wife, Nancy, for a great evening. It's great that they would allow us into their home. It was a beautiful night, cool, clear. You could see the downtown L.A. skyline, and the blue moon was up, so you couldn't have asked for a greater night. Okay, on to Saturday. This is the big day with the event that everybody really came for, the composer panels. But before I go on with that, I wanted to go back and make a correction about what I said about Bill Stromberg winning that award. I didn't really give out all the proper information there. Tribute Film Classic, which is he, Anna Bond, Stromberg, and John Morgan, won for Best Archival Re-Recording for The Battle of Naretva, and they were given that award from the International Film Music Critics Association. So I just wanted to clear that up before I moved on. Okay, so the two panels, there was one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and I really won't go into either of those in any kind of detail because they're available for everybody to watch if they want, or listen to if they want. And that's thanks to Daniel Schweiger, who recorded both sessions for Film Music Magazine and is located in his On the Score section. And I've posted the links there in the written part of this blog, so check those out. It's really fascinating stuff, so I really won't cover that. I would like to say that the one thing that really stuck in my mind as a kind of impression of the whole thing is during both panels, someone would ask of the composers and ask each one of them to answer who was influential in getting them into film music or music in general, or who is their who are their composers that they're fans of or that inspired them. And it was very gratifying to hear the name Jerry Goldsmith come up time and time again, especially as one of the Cult of Jerry folks. It's nice to hear that. It kind of makes us feel like we're not the only ones who are crazy about Jerry Goldsmith music, that if you listen to this group, by far he was the most representative composer in those answers. So I really liked hearing that. They'd also, besides just having the panels, there were some booths set up for some of the vendors, soundtrack vendors, and got to get Randall Larson's Music Fantastic book that just had come out, and it was so fresh that they didn't get it till they got it off, I think, the boat the day before at 4 o'clock, so it made it in time, just in time for this show. So these things are definitely just fresh, hot off the boat, and I've started to read that book, and it really is fantastic, and I can't wait for the other three volumes. So I'm glad Randall came and I got to get this book. So it was a fantastic day. There was, I believe, an audience, I think Peter said 107 people. So the group has grown from the small 30 or 40 that we had at Dark Delicacies a couple of years ago to over 100 now in a hotel. Everything was first class, and I think just a fantastic time was had by everybody. Okay, now that the big event was over, there were still other activities for the rest of the weekend, so this was not all there was there. And there was plenty for people to do, whether it was something that was officially planned ahead of time or on their own. So what I chose to do, since I wasn't going to the concert that night, is I was finally able to have dinner with Bill Stromberg and Anna and John Morgan. We got together at Smokehouse across from Warner Brothers, where John said people like Max Steiner used to eat, and we had a great evening. We were there for a couple hours talking about, well, of course, music and just about anything. I've gotten to be pretty good friends with these guys over the last couple of years, and I really wanted to see them when I came out, and we finally were able to make it work. So that was a great time. Normally after that I would go out to listen to a jazz group or something, you know, have something evening, but I was just worn out because there's so much going on this weekend, and the big day today was that day was just so much. I needed a rest, so that was it for me for that day. So on to Sunday, which we had planned at 1 o'clock to meet anybody who wanted to meet at a home restaurant, which is where we had our meet and greet last year. So I think it was maybe about 15 of us got together there and had a lunch. So it was another time for us to socialize. This time I got to take some of our Scandinavian friends there. They were staying in the same hotel I was. I got to take Niels and Tobias to the event, and then needed to take Niels to the Hollywood Bowl to get his ticket for the Newman concert that night. Well, we got there okay, sort of. It only took about, I don't know how long. I bet you we were only a couple of miles from there, but my GPS decided to send me on a wild goose chase, and we basically circled half the town, I think. But it was an adventure, to say the least. So basically that led up to us getting together, some of us, for dinner at the rooftop restaurant at the Hollywood Bowl that night. There was, I think, 9 or 10 of us there, and it was just a perfect temperature, nice evening, sitting out by the bowl, having, you know, a very nice dinner. And Bruce Kimmel, Mr. Critcherland himself, graciously picked up the whole tab, which was not minor because this was not a cheap restaurant. And I want to thank him on this blog for doing that. That was a very nice thing to do, and we all had a great time. Thanks, Bruce. So now it was on time for the Paramount 100th anniversary concert conducted by David Newman, and had some great seats in the middle, the little tables and all that, and, you know, brought my beer, and I think Marshall Harvey brought some wine. Everybody shared that during the intermission. So it basically went from the early days of Paramount to the current days and played music over montages, basically, or in some cases entire scenes projected on a very large screen above the stage. It was a great night. I enjoyed it immensely. I was glad to be there for such a momentous occasion. And there was a little bit of celebrity stuff going on around us. I think two rows down to the right, Lily Tomlin was there with her group, and the row in front of us and over to the left, George S. Clinton was there, who we had just seen the day before at the panels. And then I think further down up front was Michael Giacchino, and a couple of the guys went and got his autograph. So that was our celebrity sightings at the event. Others probably had some, but those are the ones I'm aware of. So it was a great concert. And then afterwards, several of us got to go backstage and meet some of the people that were part of the show. And part of that show included Alan Silvestri coming on stage and talking, Lalo Schifrin and Michael Giacchino, and they were all backstage. Also backstage, besides them and David Newman, was Jason Alexander, who was the MC for the show. So we got to go backstage, and of course all of us brought our little CD covers for the guys to sign. And I think that what happened for me is I had something for everybody, and I saw Lalo Schifrin was trying to leave, and I wanted to make sure I got my Mission Impossible and Dirty Harry signed by him. And so I stopped him, and Alan Silvestri was already behind me, and he was kind of on his way out. So as I was getting Lalo Schifrin's signature, Alan Silvestri got out, so I didn't get any autographs from him. So maybe next time, or a future, maybe he'll make it to one of the Fans of Film Music events in the future, I don't know. But Lalo Schifrin was the one I wanted to get the most, so I was really happy to get that. Then on that, in the David Newman's dressing room, Michael Giacchino was in there with him, so got to talk to him. I've met him a couple times before, and he's just the nicest guy, and got a couple of autographs and a picture with him, one that you'll see posted on the blog site there for this blog. Got one with David Newman, also got one with Jason Alexander, who is hamming it up. Man seems to always be on. He was very funny. So that was kind of the backstage experience at the Hollywood Bowl, and it's something that I'll never forget. And again, thank you, Peter, for that. And now it's on to the last day. There's no planned things that I knew of at the time, but I wanted to spend some time talking with Gareth Hughes from the UK, because I met him last year and never really got to speak to him, and we kind of corresponded a little bit in the last year or so. So he and I went to lunch in Santa Monica. He was staying at Chris Young's house, who kindly let him stay there the entire event for the trip, and I think he was there for about a week. And so we had a very nice lunch talking, and then went back to Chris Young's house so I could pick up my car, because I needed to go to the airport, and Chris was there. He was, I think spotting or doing something for a score he's working on, but he stopped and took the time to talk for about an hour. And that evening, several people had been invited to his house for kind of a social event, and you know, I didn't know about it, and my flight was leaving that afternoon, but he offered to pay for my extended airfare and to let me stay at his house so I could attend it. It was just very generous offer, but I had to decline because, I mean, I had my airfare, and the reason I have to go back is I need to go to work the next day. So, sadly, I had to say no to that, but Chris is a great, great guy, the most fan-accessible composer that I've ever run across, and just wonderful to be around, and love his house. It's full of every kind of jack-o'-lantern Halloween thing you could think of. There's a Christmas tree up, a big full-size Santa Claus, an entire garage of nothing but masks, pumpkin masks or whatever, and all I could think of was Josh and Holly Mitchell needs to come see this house. This house is right up your alley. So basically that was the end of the week, and that was four very fantastic days. I mean, it's more, if you can't do this at some time, you need to think about coming to do it any way you possibly can. Everybody comes for different reasons. A lot of people come who finally want to have somebody to talk to about film music because they have nobody in their area. And I think a lot of us have all experienced that. And for me, I get to do that on the FSM boards. I talk film music there. Here, I want to actually get to talk and know the people as people themselves. So if I don't think I talked about film music more than about 10 minutes the whole weekend. I just, you know, like to talk to people about other stuff. So we all have our different reasons for going, but in any case, whatever reason you go for, you won't be disappointed. What you want, you'll get. So I just want to again thank Peter Heckman for all of his incredibly hard work to put this on, and the people that he had that helped him, because the event itself on Saturday went like clockwork. It was just absolutely perfect. Everything worked fine. Even the autograph sessions moved along quickly and came in at the time they should have. So fantastic weekend. I hope next year, which Peter has said he will be having one next year, that those of you who haven't been able to make it will somehow be able to get there, because it's well worth your time and money and whatever else to do this. It'll create memories of a lifetime. So thanks, everybody, and I'll check back with you again soon. Bye-bye.
This has been an Intellectual Carrot production.